Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. He's the Latin American research professor of the Strategic Studies Institute. And we go to Caracas, a failed city in a failed state led by a disgraced dictator, Maduro. However, his allies are significant, including Iran, including Russia, including Cuba, and other bad actors in this hemisphere and other hemispheres. However, most recently, there was a meeting in the Museum of Anthropology in Mexico City, and there's this bulletin coming from Maduro afterwards. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro accused the Colombian government of trying to derail dialogues in Mexico between government delegates and opposition groups, allies of leader Juan Guaido. Maduro, who showed the agreement signed by Norwegian Kingdom representatives and both governments and opposition delegates, said the talks have started as a success, but warned that Colombian President Iván Duque was trying to sabotage the negotiation process. The reason I read this, Evan, is that I'm of the understanding that Maduro's on the offensive, that no longer is he under the boot of severe sanctions in the way he was during the Trump administration. There's something of a gray zone here, but that he is scoring successes, political, diplomatic successes throughout the hemisphere. And this, of course, buoys his chances of being reinforced or sustained by actors from the Eastern Hemisphere. Is Maduro acting confident and aggressive in a way that he hasn't in the past? Is there a change of pattern? Has Guaido been marginalized to the point that Maduro can now attack Duque?
That's a great question, John. I think definitely Maduro is much stronger now than he was just a year ago. And certainly Maduro historically has used these dialogues and other things to try to score points rather than to put forth a serious negotiations. And so I think some of those rhetorical quips have to be understood in those regards. But essentially, you know, what has happened, especially since you had last December's, sham legislative elections, which effectively eliminated the last of the remaining political base in Venezuela of Guaido and the parties affiliated with him, First Justice, Voluntad Popular and others. And so Guaido also, I think, sensing that the Europeans and the incoming Biden administration were running out of patience, realized that, he was between a rock and a hard place, either kind of fade into irrelevance in exile, or to try to at least, mobilize some sort of a base with the upcoming regional elections, this coming fall. And so I think, he took the best of a bad deal, but Maduro also went into it, really without any real desire to negotiate in a sincere fashion. Maduro can live very well off of the illegal mining income and the illegal narcotics income and the taxing of the remittances that come across the border, even if petroleum production goes to zero. And so I think understanding that, the idea was that Maduro didn't want to be the hermit kingdom of the Andes. And so, if Maduro could, bully the Europeans and the Biden administration into some sort of lifting of sanctions or partial lifting of sanctions, I think Maduro, without giving up anything real politically, was looking to get what he could out of this. And I think, again, Maduro is in that right now, showing his bravado, showing his control. But you see that in the actions of Maduro's allies. So you have China National Petroleum Corporation, which just recently has started to ramp up activities to rebuild petroleum production. The Russians, the Iranians, continue to actively work in the oil sector. And so I think if there was ever a temporary pause with sanctions under the Trump administration, you now see not only Maduro acting more boldly, but those who are confident in Maduro's survival, such as the Chinese, acting more boldly as well. And it's really sad for democracy in the hemisphere, but that's where things are at right now.
Do I say correctly that Juan Guaido, who was recognized as president before the assembly was borrowed by Maduro, is Guaido is still recognized as the head of state by the U.S. and other allies? Is that correct, or has he been demoted in some fashion?
Yes, absolutely. So Guaido, the last count that I saw was he was recognized by 60 states, including a number in the region, and certainly by the United States, based on his election back in January 2019, as the head of the parliament, in light of presidential elections that were not performed according to the way the Constitution said that they should be performed. And so basically the Constitution says that if there are not valid presidential elections, then the head of Congress becomes the president until new elections can be canceled. So there is a legal basis for Guaido, but of course Maduro continues to be the de jure president. But the unfortunate thing for Guaido is that a number of actors in Latin America, the Europeans and others have begun to kind of unofficially back off of that position of recognizing him. And so I think he perceives, regrettably, that his political time is running out, even if the official diplomatic positions have not yet changed.
And picking a fight with Duque, who is a lame duck president, he will not be president after the election, the spring election of 2022. How does that help Maduro? Is that punching down, punching up? I can't tell between these two capitals in South America.
I think for Maduro, it's really more bear baiting. Showing that, he can do some, crass insult and get away with it. But certainly Duque is in a very difficult position right now. As you know, Colombia has been paralyzed by protests, really since April and May, when they tried to put forth a difficult fiscal reform in response to some of the pressures that came out of coronavirus. Those protests got ugly and became mixed up with a number of other things. Again, Colombia is bearing the difficulties of about 2 million Venezuelan refugees, which it harbors. It's dealing with the various different organized crime problems. We've spoken about the continued takeoff of cocoa production and other challenges. And I think in that, Colombians are just really frustrated at a number of different levels. And so right now with Duque's popularity at, relative low levels, and people talking about, the possibility in Colombia's May 2022 election of maybe a leftist coming in, even Colombia, Gustavo Petro. Duque, unfortunately, who's done, I think, a pretty good job for Colombia, is looking very weak. And so, I think Maduro is, really taking shots at him for sport, if nothing else.
Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, looking at the troubled Colombia and Venezuela relationship. We're going to Brazil next, where there are dueling protests about the upcoming election. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.